Happy Monday, May 15th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today, we're going to be reading and discussing Luke chapter 22, verse 3 through 6. And I misspoke last Friday. This will, in fact, be our last look at these verses. So again, it reads, "Then Satan entered into Judas called Iscariot, who was of the number of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in absence of a crowd." Verse 5 and 6 is what I want to focus on today. And again, it says, "And they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in absence of a crowd." You know, this was not a moment of somberness for the chief priests and officers, where they were doing what had to be done reluctantly. They were glad that they were being given this opportunity to punish an innocent man, and in a way that meant they wouldn't have to deal with the crowd. That was a win-win in their eyes. In Matthew's gospel, Matthew 26, verse 15, says that they paid Judas 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave in those days. And this seems fitting since it was Satan that entered Judas, and Satan sought to make even Christ worship him, make Christ a slave to him. In Luke chapter 4, verse 6 through 7, Satan, speaking to Jesus in the wilderness, said, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." And we, as slaves of Christ, were bought with a price. God bought us back from sin and death, and the price he paid was the eternally high price of the blood of his own Son. And that's what love looks like. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." That is who our God is, and that is what love looks like. Satan, the god of this world, as Paul calls him in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, he'll buy you, but you're only worth about the price of a slave, and he isn't dying for you, but he'll certainly let you kill for him. That's what selfishness looks like. Also, it's important to not lose sight of the fact that this was a mutual partnership. Judas consented, it says in verse 6. Satan can bring the temptation, but we, when we give in to our desires and consent, we partner with Satan in opposition to God. If you've placed your faith in Christ and the Spirit resides in you, you're no longer under the power of sin. You can stand and resist, though the temptation seems strong. God will work in you to stand for righteousness. So we can partner with Satan for sin and pain and death, or we can partner with God, stand in the strength of the Spirit for righteousness and life. So choose this day whom you will serve.
Yeah, that really is something to ponder. The chief priests saw Jesus as only worth the price of a common slave. But we were not worth anything and bought with the priceless blood of Jesus. Satan's 30 coins gain, or Judas's, I should say, paid for the death of Jesus, essentially, which paid the debt of sin and gave eternal life for millions of souls. So those 30 coins paid for all of us who were slaves to sin to be slaves to Christ. No credit to Satan or Judas, of course. It was God's plan to use the wickedness of men to accomplish his purposes. Judas bowed down to Satan and didn't gain the world, as Satan promised to Jesus, if he would bow down to him. He just gained 30 coins, and he gained eternal death. Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Judas didn't treasure Christ. He was the soil in the parable that had thorns in it. He cared more for the things of the world. And we can learn a lot from this. And don't think we are not able to betray Christ too. People betray him for less than what those 30 coins was worth.
Absolutely. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 78, verse 4. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done.
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 15, verse 15. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but the cheerful of heart has a continual feast.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Save big money at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Get free estimates fast using our easy do-it-yourself landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape products at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit JDPower.com for details and Menards.com for deals. Save.